I want to go chase the highest, highest of the highest. Like, and I'm gonna keep doing it. Like, and I'm gonna stand on what I stand on. Like, and I don't want to feel like a cancer at all, cause I don't like all that attention and all that. Like, that's not me. Like, honestly, like, and I'm just standing on business, man.
James Cook earlier this offseason on the Nightcap podcast, not our Nightcap, with Shannon Sharp. He was not at OTAs yesterday. Not that that's that surprising. We'll see if he's at mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, good morning. Get to some phone calls here on James Cook. There's also a Tyreek Hill Bills Mafia rant, apparently.
I'm just learning about this through the bullpen. Thank you, bullpen, for bringing this up earlier. AC, I think, brought it up in the bullpen. I did not know.
Yeah, I'm seeing it now. We'll get to that.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get to that in a moment. We'll get some calls in first, though. Mike in Pennsylvania has been waiting on hold. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm still going to take the stance that I took at the end of the season, and I think James Cook is – look, we fall in love with his speed and his explosiveness, and we've been pounding at the pavement to get somebody like that in there. I feel he's an average running back. He doesn't pass block well. He drops some passes. He's a good receiver, but he's dropped key touchdowns in big games. I remember the one in Philadelphia he dropped over the shoulder. So, I mean, while I think he's good, I don't think he's worth the headache, and I do feel like we have better options in the backfield now to insert, like Ray Davis. I feel Ray Davis is not as explosive. I think he's a better pass catcher of the football than James Cook. And I feel like he runs and he does pass protection better than James Cook. So at the end of the day, I don't think James Cook really has the leverage he thinks he does. And the Bills, I think they're not going to sign him going forward. So, and I always thought that holding out was a possibility. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's not an elite back. He's not. He had a whole bunch of touchdowns, and I think that came from Josh Allen, playing alongside Josh Allen. While he is a good running back, I feel we should move on. It's just not worth the headaches.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for the call. One thing I would want to mention, though, is this is not exactly the point you made. You talked more about Allen, but James Cook's 16 touchdowns were not because they were just giving him the ball at the one-yard line. It wasn't the Bills drove down the field a bunch of times, and they got to the one or the two, and they handed the ball to James Cook. James Cook's average distance of touchdown was one of the highest in the league last year.
He's had some really long runs.
Yeah, like Barkley, I think, was the only one higher than him.
Do you remember, not this past training camp, the year before that, we were out together, and I said, Joe, every day out here, James Cook is busting off a big run.
Yeah.
Every day. And then that's kind of what it became for him. And even more so last year. He really did. He had a lot of big runs. James Cook's a really good running back, a really good player. I think there's some numbers that say he also sees a lot of light boxes, right? Guys in the box, because the Bills have Josh Allen and you have to account for him and throw in the ball. And this is why it's such a nuanced point. It really is. I just don't think this can be this is not a zero-sum game with James Cook, okay? We sit here and we say, who's he comparable to? What's the worth? I think it's different for every team on how your team is built, how your team is structured. I don't think there's a right answer necessarily here, and it's tough to say because this is a guy who plays a position that is so different and unique to each team. And we saw that. We saw that in this era that you brought up earlier, Joe. You brought it up about how running backs just were like, okay, a dime a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles go out and pay and get Saquon Barkley. Now, they didn't pay him the extraordinary money, which he's got the new contract now. But they go out and pay Saquon Barkley, and everybody's like, come on, like running back, Saquon Barkley, yeah, he's really good. And look what happened, and they win the Super Bowl, right? Like, there is a spot for that that can be, now they don't have Josh Allen, they have Jalen Hurts, who's really good, right? But it is so unique to each position. So, I got a tweet here, and I think this is so interesting. Jeremy, thank you for tweeting in, says, not Jeremy White. Jeremy says, if the Bills let Cook walk, that will be the third day two running back they let walk. That will be an indictment against Bean. And my counter would be, okay, I get it. You spent a high asset, a day two running back. And Jeremy, I understand. Mm-hmm. Day two running back, he doesn't get a second contract. You're like, okay, what did we get from that asset?
Yeah.
But I would also tell you, there's a lot of people would say that's exactly how you should treat the position.
Yeah.
You draft a guy who's good enough to play for you, get you wins, put in your backfield a day two running back, use him up and let him go for a payday that you're not going to give him.
Yep. That's still how I think the position in large part should be treated by most teams. Whether the Bills are one of those teams is the best question, because you bring up Barkley. There is a sentiment out there. I've heard Mina Kimes talks about this all the time from ESPN, that if you're a bad team, even beyond that, more specifically, if you're a team with a bad offensive line, Seattle has been this team. That's actually, I think, her favorite team, so she's very plugged in on them. If you're a team with a bad offensive line, don't bother spending picks and money on running backs, because if they have no holes to run through, if they have nowhere to run, you can't maximize the talent of that player. You got to have the line first if you're going to invest in running back. She mentioned Seattle as a team that has done it the other way. They've never had a good offensive line. They've been spending these second-round picks on running backs, and they don't get good results out of them. Versus, she compared them to the Eagles, which is, if you, and the Bills would fit this category as well, if you have a dominant offensive line, that's the team that could defend having the star running back, because you're getting that player into open field way more often than the bad teams are. So that's where the Bills' place in this becomes interesting and tough to figure out about what they should do with Cook, because he's a great back. He's not Barkley, but you have that piece. You have that piece of, okay, the Bills' offensive line is great. So you would think you're going to get more out of that great back. We just saw it from James Cook, because you're getting him into the open field much more often than if James Cook goes to... Who's a team with a bad offensive line? If James Cook goes to Miami next year, he's not going to break off as many big runs. Is Miami a good example of that? Who's got a bad offensive line?
They're also very good at kind of running the ball and scheming.
That's true. So that might not be the
best. I'd use Cincinnati,
team.
But Cincinnati has an MVP-level quarterback.
That's right. Right? That makes it different. If the Giants... Where Singletary went. If the Giants sign James Cook next year, he'll probably be fine, but he's not going to... Like, that was part of the Barkley piece. The Giants got crushed for not re-signing Saquon Barkley. If Saquon Barkley stayed with the New York Giants, it wouldn't change their season. Why did he have all these 60-yard touchdown runs for the Eagles? Because he got to the second level every single play.
They might have picked six instead of third, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
Right.
Sean Zoe, stay on hold. We'll try to squeeze you in when we come back here.
Were they the third pick? Who picked third? Were they?
Who? Wait.
The Giants.
Who picked third? Yeah, the Giants picked third.
Okay, I want to make sure I got
Abdul
that right.
Carter.
That's right. Thank you.
Zoe and Sean, stay on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. Andy Young coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on James Cook and what his worth is to the Bills. Talking about it here on WGR.